what was discussed at the press conference that had preceded by our Zimbabwe National Agreement Platform Council, as it were, is the fact that Zimbabwe has been through various cycles ever since independence. And we are saying today we are actually in another cycle again that is very, very seriously affecting people of Zimbabwe, a crisis that we have reached the optimal level. And we are saying it's high time that we really act. It's high time we all unite and accelerate plan for action. And so this is exactly what we really were presenting to the media houses that came there. But also we were really making a demand that President Mugabe and his government should appreciate the fact that they cannot do it on their own. In fact, the long and the short of it is that they are a failing and a very slowing down leadership. And there is a need for them to allow a process where people would come together for a national dialogue, you know, so that we together would look at options and solutions to get our nation out of the crisis in which it is right now.
How important is this, considering that ZANU-PF or the government was not represented?
Yes, it was not represented as usual, because they don't come where they are not presenting over such meetings. So, yeah, that's a problem. But you see, what we were doing is to plan a process where we would do two things. Number one, where we would up pressure and action demanding for transformation, demanding for socioeconomic and political change, but also plans for diplomatic engagement. You know, it's a double-edged approach. It's the pressure, demonstrations, but on the other hand, also diplomatic engagement, where we would actually approach them to dialogue and say, look, can't you see that things are getting out of hand?